I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing. I'm Andy White and I'm joined by
Felice Ayling.
And today, Felice, let's talk about Matt Cutts' recent, relatively recent posting on the death of guest blogging.
We did, of course, cover this back in episode 214. Kelvin spoke to Scott Kulnut about it.
Yes.
How do you see this?
For me personally, you know, I don't think he's saying anything that Google hasn't already said in the past. You know, I think the most amusing thing for me is that, he's posted an unsolicited email that he's received from someone offering a guest post on his blog. And I think what amazes me the most is that somebody's actually sent this to Matt Cutts. It's like, do you have no idea who this man is? you know, and obviously the way the email's phrased, I'll provide you with some content, you link back to my site, everyone's happy. Mm. There is talk of compensation, and this just smacks of buying links. Mm. And a lot of organizations and a lot of SEO agencies, they do this. They have a piece of content and they sell it out to various blogs that have, you know, a good following, or a good rating, in the hope that that will drive traffic back to their own site.
I mean, up to now, it's been a legitimate way of getting traffic, hasn't it?
Well, it is. And I think this, you know, a lot of the comments that have gone out and a lot of the follow-up posts are, you know, are saying, you know, guest blogging's dead when actually it's really useful. And I, you know, from my perspective, he's coming out and saying, look, you know, guest blogging as a tool for, you know, enhancing the experience for your audience is, you know, is far from dead. But, you know, so those people that are doing it as a way purely to gain links, you know, he's saying we're on to you, you know, and you're going to start seeing that, you know, coming up in the next update. You know, he's warning people who aren't doing it for the right reasons, you know, and it all comes back to the idea that, you know, quality content that engages with the audience and adds value and answers their questions, you know, is what Google's all about. It's what search is all about. And so anyone who's doing this, you know, offering money for sites to link back to their site, you know, it's not with the audience in mind, it's with links in mind. You know, and the question is, you know, if the search engine wasn't there, would you be bothering to write that article? You know, would you really be interested in whether people read it or not? Or are you just looking to drive traffic back to your site and boost your rankings? So there's been a lot of commentary on it. And there's been a lot of criticism about it. It's a lot of people that you know, use it very effectively.
What criticism of Matt Cutts?
For, of him,
say,
yeah.
Intimating it might be dead.
Of what he's saying, you know, it's too broad. You know, I think they've taken it to mean that any guest blogging.
Yeah. Because he was quite measured about it, wasn't he? I mean, I read the post and he was basically saying, well, what you just said, if it's, you know, if it's clearly a rubbish post, you're just doing it for to get links, then it's likely to get, you know, caught.
Exactly. And I mean, with these things, there's always the danger that, you know, that genuine websites will end up getting penalized. And, you know, and also for those people, you know, small business owners, you know, people that just set up their own blog that perhaps aren't as technically aware are going to fall foul of this. You know, in some of the comments you can see, you know, business owners that have come in and said, you know, I've been approached by people who want to write for my blog. You know, and I was quite pleased. I was really pleased that people were approaching me. You know, and they just have no, you know, just have no idea that there are companies out there just looking to spam their website. Matt also talks about the, you know, the idea of, you know, the do follow or the no follow on links. And again, that's something that I think a lot of people aren't aware of or don't know how to use.
Yeah. How do these work in the context of guest posts?
Well, the idea is, you know, if you are going to take a chance and you're going to post an article and you think it could be okay, but you're not 100% sure about where that link is going to be going, or you're not sure, you know, not completely confident, then you can put in a little bit of code against the link and a no follow.
Yeah.
And that just basically tells Google that even though there's a link from your site somewhere else, it's not necessarily a vote of confidence.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, people can follow the link. They can, you know, they can visit the source. But you're not giving it your vote. You know, you've got a high quality site, Google ranks, you know, you've got a good page rank, but, you know, you've got a good level of engagement, and you don't want to be brought down if that link is going to somewhere of less quality.
So you're saying
quality.
Google, even though this is on my site and it's got links, you know, don't take these links as my vote of confidence, basically.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, however, if you know the source and, you know the person writing and, you know, and you know that content is good quality and it's going to be relevant to your audience, then you can leave it as it is, you know, and have it as a do follow. So, I mean, this is something that could be quite helpful for people who, you know, aren't as not as technically minded, or, you know, they're not 100% sure about where that content's coming from, but they like the piece of content enough to want to share it. You know, we'll post some links with the podcast to some resources in Google that, you know, sort of give you the code so you can literally just copy and paste it, you know, even in WordPress.
Yeah.
You know, you can add that code into the alongside the link. It's another thing where, you know, what started off as an authentic engagement tool, you know, has been corrupted by those people who are just looking to manipulate search. You know, so his comment about the, you know, stick a fork in it, guest blogging is done. For those people that aren't doing it, it's not something they need to worry about too much. They're allowing guests to blog on their site, and those people, they know them. They know that they don't employ those tactics on their own sites. And you know that those links are going to content that your audience is going to like and is going to enjoy. Then keep doing it, because, you know, it actually works quite well. You know, and there's, you know, websites like, you know, Smart Insights and eConsultancy, you know, that's their bread and butter is, you know, is guest blogging, you know, and they have some really great people write some really nice content for their site. So it's definitely not dead, but, you know, you just have to be careful, like with anything else. You know, you need to understand how Google reads that content, and, you know, and if in doubt, don't do it.
Sure. So, for example, say that we had some people out there who regularly guest blogged for other people. Should they be worried?
It all depends, really. I think it works both ways. I think you want to make sure, you know, if you're being invited to write a guest post on somebody else's blog, you know, you need to check that site out. You need to go in and have a look. You need to see how many links they normally put into an article. You need to have a look at the back end and see if they're, you know, if they're not follow or do follow links. You know, you can have a look at, you know, making sure that the request is authentic. So whoever the request is coming from, make sure that you're Googling their name, and you know that they're an actual person rather than a fake account. I think if anybody's offering you money for links, or obviously we know that buying links with money is something that people stay away from, but there's also a lot of this sort of link, reciprocal linking. Yeah. So, you know, we'll give you a link, you give us one. It's the same thing. You know, Google sees it the same way. You know, so if people are offering you something.
Yeah, I'm always wary of those. I always have been wary. I get them occasionally.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that do it. you know, a lot of people that do it. And I think, you know, yes, you want people to share your content. You know, yes, it's good to raise your profile and to reach new audiences. But if you're just doing it for search, you're on the wrong track. You know, if you write good quality content and you build up good authority on a subject, people will approach you to write content for their sites. And, you know, there'll be no payment involved, because, you know, the people that come to you generally want you to write for them because they know their audiences are going to like what you have to say. And if you, you know, and if your content is good and it strikes a chord and it's quality, again, people will link to you. They will share your content and they will link back to you, because that's something they want their audiences to see. So, you know, creating content just for links and pushing out, you know, sending, you know, emails out to hundreds and hundreds of people, you know, in the hope that you'll get a few links, it just doesn't, it's not effective as a strategy. And, you know, long term, you may find your website ends up being penalised, and then, you know, you're going to be a lot worse off than you were before.
Yeah. Now, we're quite interested, aren't we, Felice, in some feedback from our listeners here. Well, how can they get in touch with us on this? There's a specific route you'd like them to go
there
through?
There is, yeah. We've set up a discussion on the site visibility LinkedIn page. So, yeah, we'd really like to hear from our listeners and, you know, and just get their take on it. You know, and anyone that, that does do guest blogging or invites guest bloggers onto their site, you know, have they got any concerns or questions, you know, or how have they approached it in the past? And I think if there's questions, we'd really like to do a post in a few weeks and answer some of those questions for people.
Brilliant. So please, feedback to us, listeners. And that's it for another show. Show notes will be on the website, sitevisibility.com/IM podcast. And don't forget, we love feedback. You can email us at podcast@sitevisibility.com. You can phone us at +44 1273 256 150. You can send us an MP3 audio file. And of course, don't forget iTunes. Please rate and comment about the show on iTunes. It's goodbye from me, Andy White. And it's goodbye from
Felice Ayling.
Until next time on Internet Marketing. See you then.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.